Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Hey everyone, it's me, Dr. Steve, and I've got a special invitation for you if you'll be in Las Vegas for the Bitcoin conference. Now, I'm hosting an exclusive welcome dinner there on May 27th called the Golden Age Gathering. Then the next night on May 28th, we're going to have scotch and cigars at a great Vegas cigar ball. It'll be an incredible night with courageous conversation and a live Q&A session. You even get a signed copy of my best-selling book over here and a premium Turley Talks Golden Age cigar. Best part, if you're a courageous Patriots Club member at the gold level, your ticket's already free. Space is super limited, so head on over to goldenagesummit.net/viva-liberty. Or just click on the link below and reserve your seat today. I'll see you there. Is George Soros behind the globalist power grab in Romania? Yesterday, we saw a shock result in their presidential election. The pro-EU globalist Nicoșor Dan defied the polls and won a solid victory over the nationalist populist candidate Georgios Simeon. Now, just 2 weeks ago, Simeon easily won the first round of voting with over 40% of the vote, leaving the globalist Nicoșor Dan in the dust with his just 20%. Now, here's what the electoral map looked like after that first round win. Again, this was just 2 weeks ago. All the blue that you see there are all the counties that voted for Simeon. Well, as you could see, it wasn't even close. Even Polymarket saw Simeon's chances of winning the runoff to be overwhelming. But as things turned out, for the second round runoff, Simeon only increased his vote share by another 6%, whereas Dan more than doubled his vote share from just 2 weeks ago. Now, many are crying foul over this, and rightfully so. We now know that the founder of Telegram, Pavel Durov, admitted to being pressured by the head of French intelligence, a fellow by the name of Nicholas Lerner, to deliberately censor Romanian conservative voices on his platform in an effort to suppress the populist turnout. Durov remained defiant, tweeting out, quote, "You cannot defend democracy by destroying democracy. You can't fight election interference by interfering with elections. You either have freedom of speech and fair elections or you don't. And the Romanian people deserve both." But of course, this revelation raises the question, if foreign interference tried to infiltrate Romanian social media, what else in this election did such forces try to interfere with? Well, as it turns out, what French intelligence attempted to do here was rather tame compared to what originally happened that began this entire saga. You see, this was not the presidential election that was supposed to take place in Romania. The original one was scheduled for this past December, but it was ordered canceled by a Romanian court. And it's here where we begin to see the fingerprints of none other than George Soros himself.
We will stand bravely, dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
Wow, it is such an exciting time to be alive. As we speak, America's regaining its rightful place as the greatest, most powerful, and prosperous nation on earth. We have so much to celebrate already. I mean, safer borders, the dismantling of DEI, permission to drill, baby, drill, and $1 trillion in new investments released into the economy. We stand on the precipice of what would be known as the most prosperous time in American history. The only question is, will you be an active participant in the golden age, or will you sit passively on the sidelines watching everyone else build wealth? Well, if you want to be part of the former, then I urge you to join me and my good friend Mark Wilburn at the Golden Age Summit on Thursday, May 22nd, at 4 p.m. Eastern. Mark is a stock market expert whose recent recommendations had led to returns of over 200%. He's an amazing teacher and has a knack for demystifying the market so everyday Americans can participate in this golden age we're now in. But don't wait. Seating registration is limited, so click on that link below right now and register today, and I'll see you for an event that promises to change your life. Last November, Romania held the original first round of their presidential elections, and it was an election that sent shockwaves across Europe. The Nationalist Populist candidate by the name of Calin Georgescu came out of nowhere and actually won the first round. Georgescu wasn't even remotely treated seriously by Romania's legacy media. In fact, they so dismissed him, they didn't even cover his campaign. But Georgescu became a sensation on social media, particularly TikTok, by which he was able to communicate directly with the Romanian people. So he ended up blowing his competition away. He won the first round, and all the polls showed that he would easily win the second round and thus win the presidency. But then, out of nowhere, the Romanian Supreme Court stepped in and annulled the first round election and canceled the upcoming runoff election scheduled for December. And the reason they cited was because the democratic integrity of the election was contaminated, I kid you not, by Russian interference. They actually went so far as to say that Russian actors artificially manipulated and exploited TikTok's algorithm to enable Georgescu's videos to go viral, which, according to the court, undermined the democratic integrity of the election. And yes, in case you're wondering, this move marked the first time a European Union member state has ever reversed a democratic election over a social media-related issue. And then, after election officials announced a new round of elections when Georgescu went to register as a candidate, they arrested him. They arrested him and charged him with colluding with Russia and trying to overthrow Romania's constitutional order and banned him from ever running again. And so that's how George Simion ended up Georgescu's replacement. But of course, all of this begs the question, who precisely are these judges that nullified the results and canceled the election in the first place? Well, we don't have to look too far at who is influencing them. Thanks to the amazing work of fellow Doge member Data Republican, we now know that George Soros and USAID foreign aid programs have a long history of interfering in elections around the world, most especially Romania. According to a 2022 U.S. State Department report, this influence is happening particularly through Romania's judiciary. Since 2002, Soros, USAID, and the American Bar Association have been pushing for judicial reform in Romania, which has come primarily through an institution known as the Superior Council of Magistracy, a judicial body that oversees the judicial system, particularly in Romania and other Eastern European countries. Now, it's billed as responsible for ensuring the independence and impartiality of Eastern European judiciary. But in reality, it appears to be nothing less than a court that has been bought and paid for by Soros' special interests. So, for example, by comparison, a rather damning report by the European Center for Law and Justice found that at least 22 of the last 100 judges at the European Court of Human Rights were former employees of NGOs funded by Soros' Open Society Foundations. Of these, 12 had direct ties to the Open Society, and the foundation also funds several other NGOs involved in the European human rights system. We saw precisely these NGOs and think tanks emerge in support of the banning of Georgescu and the canceling of the election. So, for example, the president of the Global Focus Center, a Bucharest-based think tank and recipient of USAID funds, wrote a piece for the European Council on Foreign Relations championing the judicial coup, saying that such measures were necessary for securing the democratic integrity of Romania. So basically, the pattern that emerges here is this. You get a judicial coup, some of whose judges were associated with Soros-based NGOs. That coup is then overseen and greenlighted by the organizational reforms pushed by Soros in that magisterial court. They cancel an election, and then NGOs and think tanks funded by USAID and NED publicly champion the cancellation as necessary to serve democracy. And so regardless of what happened in this weekend's presidential runoff, it's fairly clear that foreign interference has already contaminated free and fair elections in Romania, an interference that's marked decades of Soros-based nefarious influence. Unfortunately, with this Sunday's election outcome, it does appear that Soros successfully stole another one.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.